Well, good morning, and it's so good to be here with you. I thank you all for, number one, your indulgence last week in my absence. I thank the pastor for filling in for me. I am feeling much better, so thank you for your prayers. It was a much better week altogether in terms of health, and I praise the Lord that he allows me to be here, because I'm only here by his power. There's just no doubt about that in my mind, and there's no other way I'd want to be up here than by his power, because outside of his power, I am absolutely feckless. So we are also thankful that the Lord has allowed us to be here this morning. He has brought us together on a beautiful day that we are reminded daily he has made every day, and he has purposed every day for its purpose. And clearly his purpose for us this morning is to be in his house and praising him and learning about him and growing more in love with him. You know, this is in a world that seems to be falling apart around our ears. You know, Psalm 2 talks about how the world is in just an uproar and a tumult and rebellion against God, and just how the troubles of man fly up as sparks from a fire. And yet here we are, we can come to this place in peace and safety, at least for today, and worship our God. And so that is all his grace. So we thank him for it. I am going to begin proper a look at what I've been dubbing as a look at God's salvation through a journey, if you will, through Exodus. And I'm a student of history. I like to think of myself as a student of history. I'm not a professional student of history, but I'm a lay person in that area, and I've read quite a bit of history. In fact, I'd say history is probably the subject I get the most pleasure out of reading. And typically in well-written history books, you'll have a preface or an introduction that is longer than some of the chapters put together. And generally what the author is trying to do is he's trying to give you the background, maybe even going back centuries before the events that he's writing about, trying to let you know how we got to the point that he or she's going to be talking about. And I decided I kind of wanted to do it that way too.
Well, good morning. So wonderful to see you and to greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we're so happy for you being here. And we have people that are watching because of COVID online and distances and so forth, because we're live streaming this. And so, and for those of you out there, we welcome you as well too. We want to welcome you on behalf of the Diaz family. And we are here to celebrate the life of Enedina Diaz, and a special, very special person that I've come to know because of talking with the children and learning about her. Her life has been a rich blessing to many people. And so any attempt to summarize a life in this brief time that we have together is difficult, especially with someone who has such an influential testimony. But it's our privilege to try to do that today. And here is what we'll do. We want to celebrate her life and praise God for her. This is a worship service in that sense. And we also want to express our love and concern to the wonderful large family that she has left us. And that is really her heritage. The family is listed in the inside of the bulletins. And by the way, you have two bulletins. So, and they're both full of very good information, and we encourage you to pick those up and to take advantage of the information that is there. Inadina left special children and grandchildren, and along with spouses and great-grandchildren. And, of course, she's made many friends and admirers all along the way in a very blessed life that she has led. And we want to take from her valuable life today and allow it to make us each think of our own lives before God. Really, a service like this is to celebrate her life, but it's also for us to be reflective of our own lives, and she is a great example for us in that regard. Now, we don't meet here feeling sorry for Inadina. She's in glory. And if you forget what glory is like, I invite you and encourage you to read Revelation 21 sometime. There's no tears where she is. There's only joy and thanksgiving and happiness. In the presence of the Lord is the fullness of joy forevermore. And so we meet here to just reflect on her and think in terms of who she is and what she leaves in her wonderful testimony that I believe that she has been to so many people. Now, ultimately, again, this is a worship service, and so we'll worship the Lord while appropriately thanking God for her. And there are three special scriptures for me to read, setting the tone for this special time of celebration of her life. And these passages were all important to her. Psalm 116:15 reads, "Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his godly ones." At a time like this, that means a lot, doesn't it? 1 Corinthians 2:9, "But just as it is written, things which eye has not seen, nor has ear heard, and which has not entered the heart of man, all that God has in store for those who love him." And then this one was special to her, I know. Psalm 48:14. This was the track of her life. "For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide even unto death." Hallelujah. Would you let me pray and ask God to bless our time together and thank him also for Inadina. Father, we're so thankful for the life of Inadina Diaz. We thank you that she was a servant of yours, gracious Lord, and for the graces given her in caring for others and giving herself, serving and being a continuous blessing in her family, to those she met along the way as well in life's journey, for her patience and endurance and kindness. Father, indeed, for the way that you made her and even remade her in her new birth, we thank you that you gave her a spirit that in so many ways reflected your work in her heart. The testimony spoken by her children that indeed they rise up and bless her, Father, because she was unselfish and generous and hardworking and a rich blessing to everyone, a person concerned for others and industrious and helping and supporting and encouraging. And someone, gracious Lord, who never complained, just trusted you. We thank you for how you made her as wise and caring for her family as well. And that you were pleased to save her back in the 50s. And that she lived the testimony of a Christian woman, wife, and mother. Father, we thank you that through Enedina, many other people have seen what it means to have faith in you and to live for you. Thank you that we can gather as family, as admirers, as friends and loved ones, Father, to celebrate her as a blessing. And then we seek you, Father, for your comfort. Oh, I pray that you would comfort all the children, the extended grandchildren and great-grandchildren, the family and close friends, Father, everyone. May they know your loving arms around them, your omnipotent arms, Father, your shoulders to lean upon, and that you do all things well and that you have everything under control. May we all relish in your good gifts to us. And help us to learn, O Lord, our God, from her life as we reflect upon it, that it is a life of importance to trust you, to follow you, Lord, to know you, and to live for you, just as she has left us such a legacy. We praise you, Father, for this time and ask your blessing upon us, that we might honor you and honor her name. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hello. Thank you, Pastor. My name is Robert Diaz, and I'm Enedina Diaz's son. I'm very happy to have you this morning with us. It's a beautiful morning. And as we stand up, let us look and search in our hymn books. Page 401, When Peace Like a River Attendeth. As we stand up, and thank you for coming, and God bless you. This is a time of rejoice, not of mourning. We're just happy that this is a glorious day. 401, When Peace Like a River Attendeth. Busquen en sus himnarios el número 401, en sus himnarios, en la parte de abajo. Sí, y también la letra está arriba aquí enfrente. Thank you. Sí. River attendeth my way when sorrows like billows roll. Whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well, it is well with my soul. It is well with my soul. It is well, it is well with my soul. No sail with me, sail with me, it's glorious song. Sound, and the Lord shall descend. Even so, it is well with my soul. It is well with my soul. It is well, it is well. my soul. You may be seated. Thank you very much. Buen sentarse.
Good morning to all of you. My name is Victor Diaz, of course, and I'm the oldest living son now. My brother David has passed to be with the Lord, and we are here to honor my mother, so I thank everyone for being here. It's hard to summarize, as Pastor Jim mentioned a few moments ago, the life of a person in just 3 or 5 minutes. That's impossible. I decided to write what my thoughts about my mother are, and I'm going to read them to you and hope they bring blessing to all of you. My mom was an individual full of life and lived it abundantly. She always smiled and was full of laughter. She enjoyed listening to jokes and could crack a laugh with the best of them. Her laughter was contagious, to say the least. She was always optimistic and never backed down to any challenges in her life, always positive, willing to take chances. She had an entrepreneurial mindset when it came to business, always willing to make money when the opportunity came along. Her life experience proved all these attributes that I'm mentioning. She handled life with the expectation of positive results and confidence that things would turn out well. Fear was something foreign to her. She made friends very easily and always offered them wise suggestions about how to live a better life. She shared her faith in Christ when opportunities came along, never shy about her relationship with Him. I know that from the time my mother received Jesus Christ as her Lord, she acquired this self-confidence which characterized her for the rest of her life. She instilled this confidence in us as children, and we always relied on her encouragement throughout our lives. God gave us such a wonderful mother. She was such a great host. She loved to cook, bake, and opened her home to various church events. She baked so many different things, cookies, cakes, pies, and sweetbread. And I hope you guys aren't getting hungry. Everyone who came to these reunions always felt welcomed and left with the feeling that they had eaten something special. Her hospitality blessed so many people, and many came to know the Lord in the youth meetings she and my father would host. Those were memorable times that we will cherish our entire lives. She always found time to listen to us as her children, even as we had grown up. I fondly remember those nights that I would come home on weekends from Mexico City, where I attended college. I would sometimes get in late in the evening, and she would always put together a meal for me at that late hour. We would talk about my week in school, and I'd share interesting things about what I had learned that week. She tirelessly listened while I enjoyed a warm, delicious meal with her. These were special moments because it was just the two of us, talking about so many things. I could go on telling you so many beautiful memories about my dear mother. I will end with this. She taught us to fear. Excuse me. She taught us the fear of the Lord and how to love others by example. She didn't just talk the walk. She walked it every day of her life. 2 Timothy 4:6-8 talks about Paul's journey in life as it's coming to an end. And these thoughts came to my mind. My mother fought the good fight. She endured raising triplets in the day and age without Pampers. She finished the race. She never gave up. always up to the task, even enduring 11 years and 8 months in a nursing home. She kept the faith. She accomplished what God entrusted her with. Even in her time at the nursing home, she became a prayer warrior for our entire family. She earned her crown. Of righteousness which the Lord will give her on that day. That sums up my mother's illustrious life. I'm honored that God gave me such a wonderful mom.
Amen.
Good morning. Here to read on behalf of my mom. This is what my mom said about my grandmother. My mom was a very special person to me. I believe the word servant best describes her. She was always willing to serve and to help anyone in need. When I speak about my mom, I remember both of my parents because they were so close to one another and they were one in their walk with the Lord. They came to an understanding of the gospel almost about the same time, my dad first and then my mom shortly after. When God opened their hearts to his gospel and to his truth through his word, they embraced it with all their hearts. We were truly blessed as their children to grow up with that same truth taught to us by them through their example. My mom had a beautiful smile, and I believe that is what attracted people to her. As I was growing up, I remember she would tell me, "Smile. The way that others see you is how they will treat you." She always smiled and had a kind word for anyone and everyone. Her smile went a long ways, and she won the hearts of many that she touched with her life. There was always someone who needed advice or counseling, and she was ready to give it from a biblical standpoint because that was the way she believed and the way she lived. She always had a servant heart and was ready to serve and help whenever it was needed without any questions asked. She best served in the kitchen, cooking, and she was a very generous and hospitable woman who always had a meal to offer to anyone who happened to stop by. Both of my parents left us a legacy, the most important one, which is a spiritual legacy, for which I am most grateful to my God for such a godly mom as mine. I pray that all of us, my siblings and I, will continue to pass on that legacy to our families. Excuse me. In closing, I like the verse in Matthew 25:21 that reads, "Well done, good and faithful slave. You were faithful with a few things. Enter into the joy of your master."
Amen. Brought my timer here. 5 minutes. Thank you for coming. My name is Robert Diaz. And if I have time, I'll just translate what I just said. So be patient with me, the ones that are Spanish-speaking that are here this morning. Thank you for coming. Muchas gracias por haber venido. Yes, and I'm going to be a little bit different. I'm just going to mention just an experience that I had with my mom, this incident. And I was about 21 years of age, a long time ago. And my mom went and she was going to do something, going to cook something for dinner. So she went and bought some meat. And instead of going to the grocery store, she just went just 3 or 4 blocks away and went to a butcher shop and bought a kilo in Mexico. This is in Mexico, in Puebla, Mexico. So she went and purchased it, and she purchased a kilo of meat. But mom wouldn't trust, you know, people, especially, you know, we're talking about third world countries, you know. Things are not controlled sometimes, the prices. And so she came back with the meat, but my mom was a very bold person, very clever. you couldn't pull a trick out of her, you know, or a joke or anything. So she says, well, I don't think the butcher, you know, sold me, you know, 1 kilo of meat. So she got a meat scale and a handy one, and she weighed it. And I was there, I remember, and she told me, Robert, I think I'm going to just check it out, because he sold me according to the price and the weight, was 1 kilo. Well, it happened to be that when she weighs it, it's 800 grams instead of 1 kilo. He says, oh, this guy was trying to pull, you know, trick out of me. So she goes back and dealt with something. And then she comes back home and says, you know what the butcher told me? He says, I told him, hey, you're selling me, you know, you're selling me 1 kilo of meat and you're giving me 800 grams. You're cheating on me. You know, that's, you're not supposed to do that. And the butcher answered, that's what she was telling me. He says, well, miss, if you want really the kilo complete, it's going to cost you more money. And I have that that incident, that memory in my heart for a long time. And I've been always passing this on to my brothers and sisters and my mom. And when I would visit her at the nursing home, she would always, I would always tell her, says, yeah, people are like that. In Mexico, we use a term, it says tranza, which means somebody that tries to trick you or tries to take advantage. And that's how mom was. She was a very bold person, a courageous person, always helping out my dad also. Dad had an income. Sometimes it wasn't completely, you know, cover all the expenses at home, and she would help out doing some business on the side as a housewife. Y por último nos voy a terminar de decir, a mi mamá una vez iba a comprar 1 kilo de carne y entonces fue a la carnicería que quedaba como 3 o 4 cuadras y cuando fue, compró el kilo, supuestamente el kilo, y regresó con la carne, entonces me dijo a mí, se me hace que me tomó el pelo, ¿verdad?, el carnicero, voy a checar en una báscula la carne que él me vendió, ¿verdad?, y en lugar de ser 1 kilo, eran 800 gramos. Entonces dice, me está robando, ¿verdad? este tramposo. Entonces regresó a la carnicería, y cuando regresó otra vez a la casa, me contó, dice, ¿sabes lo que me dijo el carnicero? Dice, el carnicero le dijo, oiga, me está robando, aquí tome su carne, regréseme el dinero porque me está haciendo trampa. Y le dice, son 800 gramos y usted supuestamente me estaba vendiendo 1 kilo. Y entonces el carnicero le dijo, bueno, señora, si quiere el kilo completo le va a salir más caro. Y esas son las experiencias, those are the experiences that I had with mom, and I'm not going to stay here for long, and I've already finished, but mom showed us very much how to have challenges in life and how to encounter them, and put us into college, into school, always made an effort for us to always be somebody useful in life, but overall to be a disciple of Jesus Christ and to have Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. And that's the good memory that I have for my mom and that I share this morning. Ese es el esfuerzo que hizo mi mamá, es que nosotros conociéramos al Señor Jesucristo como nuestro Salvador personal, número uno, y también retos en la vida y saber cómo ser útiles para la honra y gloria de Dios. Gracias por haber venido. Thank you for coming. Thank you. God bless you all. Thanks.
Good morning. I just want to introduce myself first. My name is Stella. I'm the youngest, and I say the youngest because I'm actually one of the set of triplets. And this is my son, Garrett, and he's sort of here for support because I've noticed that my siblings, we're all having a hard time because we loved mom very dearly. I just wanted to give a real quick overview. Our family was composed of 6 children. My parents were blessed with 6 children. The last of the three, our family doubled on the 4th pregnancy with the triplets, so I happened to be the last of the triplets, and I also happened to be a nurse, and I say that because looking back, my mom played a big role in all of our careers and all of our the purpose of our life. I think that I took that nurturing side of my mom. There are not enough words to and time to be able to share what mom, all of her accomplishments and what she meant to us, but I want to take a few moments just to share with you the relationship that I had with mom and what mom meant to me as the youngest and how she influenced my life and touch my life. So being the youngest, I was a very, very shy child. My siblings probably remember that. Most of our the boys and even my sister would go play with Dad. They were into sports. I was into dolls and playing house. So I always stuck around to the side of my mom. But I learned a lot of stuff. So this was the way that Mom could give me undivided or semi-undivided attention, because I was able to spend time with her in the kitchen, on riding buses. We lived in Kansas City, Missouri, but we also moved to Mexico, Puebla, Mexico, where we spent about 8 to 10 years. My folks spent longer time. So if you hear us reference that, that's because we lived in Mexico. And then eventually they came back. But I spent time on buses. I spent time on church pews next to Mom. If Mom was close by and within my sight, that was like real important to me, because I was sort of shy and sort of clinging. As I grew older and became an adolescent, I started to blossom. And I would remember her teachings, her courage. And those are things that you can't summarize and you can't put into words, because those are lessons of those are daily lessons. But her love, her encouragement, her nurturance. I was very fortunate to learn to bake some of the things. Mom was an ad-lib baker. She'd follow recipes, but she'd improvise. And everything was blessed by everything that she baked and everything that she made. And this is the way that Mom showed her love. Mom not only taught us, but she showed God's love to us as children, and also to anybody that came to our home. Her demonstration of love was cooking, baking. But she also took advantage of sharing the word of God, and also had a piece of advice and words of wisdom, which we were all blessed by. As I left home and later became eventually a nurse, I ended up in her latter years having to be not her direct nurse, but I was her sort of her manager, her case manager, her nurse. And I was completely honored to have played that role, because this was my way of giving back to her so much that she gave to us children. I can't describe. I mean, my mother was a mentor. My mother was a friend. My mother was a piece of God on earth for us as a family. And that is the way that she has touched my life. And I eventually became a very independent woman. I'm no longer clingy and shy. And she has everything that I've learned, I learned from Mom, and of course parents and the people around me, but Mom played a big, big influence in my life. And this day, she is leading the way. I know she's one of the later, many preceded her, my dad and other family members. I lost my daughter just recently at the age of 35, and one of my consolations is that my daughter's with the Lord, and that she received my mom in heaven. And that's what I wanted to share with you this morning. Thank you.
Isn't it wonderful to have such a testimony that you can project through people? And I just wanted to say that before we come up here and have sing some more hymns, make me a blessing, and that she is, and wonderful grace of Jesus. But isn't it wonderful to have such a testimony? Praise God. To be at a service like this, where someone can be honored in this way, and truly from the heart. So would you come and and lead us in some more hymns, Robert.
Thank you very much, Pastor. I believe the words of the song are here on this screen in the back. So we may stand up, please. Thank you. Out in the highways and byways of life, make me a blessing. Out in the highways and byways of life, many are weary and sad. Carry the sunshine where darkness is wrought, making the sorrow glad. Make me a blessing. Make me a blessing. Out of my lot, may Jesus shine. Make me a blessing. As the Master loved you, be to the helpless a helper indeed, unto your mission be true. Make me a blessing. Wonderful grace of Jesus. Wonderful grace of Jesus. Where shall its praise begin? Taking away my burden, setting my spirit free, for the wonderful grace of Jesus reaches me. Wonderful the matchless grace of Jesus, deeper than the mighty rolling sea. Wonderful grace. Resurrection grace, broader than the scope of my transactions, greater far than all my sin and shame. Oh, magnify the precious name of Jesus, praise his name. Wonderful grace of Jesus, reaching the most defiled, by its transforming power, making me God's dear child, purchasing peace and heaven for all eternity, and the wonderful grace of Jesus reaches